This was in 2016. My parents had just moved to the West Coast, and I was on my way driving there to visit them. A lot of the way there is pretty empty, with only a few gas stations spread out down the long highway. At some point during my second night of driving, my check engine light came on in my car. I wasn't exactly surprised, because my car was old and not very reliable, but I wasn't really a car person either, and I had no clue what could be going on with it. I looked up where the next gas station was. It was another 30 miles away, but I really had no choice but to make it there. However, my car decided to make the choice for me instead though, as the engine suddenly cut out, leaving me coasting along the side of the road until I eventually stopped. I tried everything I could to get it working again. I even got out and looked under the hood for any possible causes of the problem, but I saw nothing. Honestly, I thought this was just the final leg of my car. In the meantime, all I could do was find a way to get help. I pulled my phone out, and I immediately felt my stomach drop, as I had no service. I tried a few calls anyway, but obviously none of them went through. After 30 minutes of trying to find a solution, I realized I really only had one option, which was to hitchhike a ride. I'd never done it before, and I was kind of nervous, not really knowing what to expect. I always found it as a strange thing that I never thought I'd ever do. I stood out there on the side of the road and just waited. Every 15 or so minutes, a single car would pass by, but none of them stopped for me. This went on for hours. It was probably 2 or 3 a.m. before I saw the headlights of another car coming down the road. I stuck my thumb out, assuming it would pass by like all the rest, but to my surprise, they started pulling over. It was a black pickup truck, and I couldn't really see the driver until I walked around to the side of their car. He was a very skinny man with a long, thin face, and matched with his long black hair, it was a little unsettling.
"Need a lift?"
he said happily, with a big grin. Something really put me off about this guy, but honestly, I was tired, and this might be my only opportunity to get a ride, so I didn't pass it up. I hopped in the back seat. I felt like it would have been awkward if we didn't have some small talk, so I asked him what he was up to tonight.
"Just cruising on the highway,"
he responded, like it was a hobby of his or something, which was kind of strange since we were in the middle of nowhere. I was surprised he didn't ask me what I was up to or why I needed a ride, but I tried to think of another question just to keep the conversation going. The man interrupted my train of thought though, when he looked at me for a few seconds in the mirror.
"You don't have any weapons on you, right? Just making sure I'm safe,"
he said, with again, that odd smile of his. I said no, thinking it was a strange question to bluntly ask, but maybe he really was just trying to watch out for himself. I don't know, but after that, I stopped talking. 10 more minutes went by, as I just stared out the window, before the man made a sudden turn off the highway and onto a dirt road. I immediately sat up and looked around, realizing this was definitely not right.
"Where are we going?"
He shot a quick look at me, then continued to drive without answering. I asked him again, more loudly, as the fear was building up.
"Where are you taking me?"
At this point, I knew that no matter what, the next time this car stops, I was going to bolt, so I got ready with my hand on the door. As he drove down this beaten dirt road, suddenly a small farmhouse appeared in the dim lights. Its front door was wide open, and the whole place looked like it was decaying and falling in on itself. Once we got up closer, he suddenly slammed on the brakes. I jolted forward into the seat, and the man instantly swung his door open and ran around to the side door. I swung mine open as well and sprinted out, heading right for the tree line. The man ran around the car and came running up behind me, but once we were in the woods, it was so dark that I could only hear his footsteps and could no longer see him. even though he was just 10 or 15 feet behind me. I took a sharp turn, getting behind a tree and holding my breath. His footsteps came right up past me and continued further into the woods. A whole minute passed before I heard his creepy voice call out for me. Over and over, he'd repeat the same lines in the same tone of voice.
"Come on, let's go back. I'll give you a ride. I wasn't trying to scare you."
It was extremely disturbing. Even worse, I never heard his footsteps go back toward the car, so I had no idea where he was or if he was lurking in the dark somewhere nearby. I knew I had to leave though, so I started quietly walking in the direction of the main road, or at least what I thought was that direction. I really couldn't see anything, but once I was deeper in the woods, I pulled my phone out and turned the brightness on low. Somehow, I happened to have service now. I almost wanted to cry from the relief. I dialed 911 and had them track the call so they knew where I was. Thankfully, I made it back to the main road and met two officers there. By that time, the man and the car were somehow gone. I don't know how he managed to get out of there without being seen. As for the farmhouse, it was just what it looked like. Some old, abandoned place. Which makes it even stranger that the man knew exactly where it was and turned into it on purpose. I have no idea what he was going to do. I'm just glad I didn't have to find out. I was working a quick DoorDash shift on a Monday night. I got out of my day job at 7 and decided to make a few deliveries. It was a pretty regular, quiet night, with nothing much to note. I delivered about 7 or 8 orders before I took my last one for the night. I drove it down to the house and dropped it off, then started heading back into town, where my apartment was. It was around 10 o'clock now, and after that delivery, I was about 20 minutes out in the farmland that surrounds our town. A couple minutes into my drive back, I saw a figure standing in the middle of the road. I slowed down, and the man moved over a little bit, but not enough to be out of my way. Once I got closer, he looked right at me and stuck his thumb out. In my headlights, I could tell he was an older guy, like early 50s, and he had a large backpack over his shoulders. Since I was already slowing down, I figured I'd be helpful and ask if he needed a ride into the city, since I was heading that way anyways. He leaned on the windowsill and thanked me for stopping. His eyes looked heavy and exhausted, like he hadn't slept in days, but he seemed nice enough, so I agreed to give him a ride. What I wasn't expecting, though, was for him to immediately open the passenger door and sit in the seat right next to me. It didn't really matter, I guess, but I felt like it was usually common courtesy to get in the back seat. As he got situated, I looked past him at where he came from. It was a field of tall grass, just a huge farm or something.
"You from around here? What brings you out to the farmlands?"
He looked over at me.
"Just making my way across the country to visit my family. Don't have a car. So I've been hitching rides."
I thought that was pretty interesting, so I asked more about where he was from, but he gave me very vague and uninterested answers. A couple times, I caught him looking into my back seat. Not just quick glances, though, like he was running his eyes through the whole back seat and looking for something. Something about this guy started to make me feel off. He wasn't talking much and was just acting really unusual.
"Is everything okay?"
I asked. I still had my eyes on the road, but he didn't say anything, so then I looked over at him. My eyes were drawn to his disturbing stare before I noticed the knife he had clenched in his right hand.
"Stop the car."
I didn't say a word and parked right in the middle of the road. I was terrified and just thought if I let him take whatever he wanted, then I'd get out unharmed. So that's exactly what I was going to do. As soon as the car was in park, I turned to open my door, but he quickly stopped me.
"Get in the back,"
he demanded, still clenching the knife. I froze up for a moment, realizing we were in the middle of empty fields, and that if I get in the back, I'll probably never have another chance to escape. He told me again, and that's also when I noticed his large backpack was slightly open by his feet, revealing a thick bundle of rope. I had no choice but to try my luck escaping now, before it was too late. I opened the door and jumped out of the car in one swift motion. The man tried jumping across the front seat to grab me, but I sprinted to the other side of the road and into the tall grass. I kept on running through the field until I felt like he couldn't find me. Then I stood still and waited. He yelled a few times from the road, but then it went quiet. All I could hear was the wind blowing the grass around. I stood still and motionless for a good 15 minutes before I slowly made my way back toward the road. I looked through the grass and could see my headlights still beaming onto the pavement and the driver door still open. The man was nowhere to be seen. After scoping it out for another minute, I sprinted up and grabbed my phone, then ran back into the grass and called 911. I didn't know if he was still hiding somewhere, waiting for me, so I didn't risk staying up there. Eventually, the police showed up, though. I couldn't believe the man didn't drive away in my car. He must have just grabbed his backpack and run off into the other field, or maybe even tried chasing me through the grass and just didn't find me. Either way, it clearly showed that his intentions were not to just rob me of my belongings, which makes the scenario 100 times more disturbing. I gave the police a description of the man, but there still haven't been any sightings. I was driving back from my friend's place in Wisconsin. I live right outside of Chicago, which is about a 6-hour drive, so I decided to do it all in one go. However, I didn't anticipate leaving so late. I wasn't on the road until 8 p.m, but I absolutely had to be home for work the following day, so there was no option to hang out any longer. If you aren't familiar with Wisconsin, it's mostly flat with a ton of forests all over the northern parts and small towns scattered throughout. The biggest cities are closer to the border, nowhere near where I was. My buddy's place was in one of these small towns, so pretty much right out of the gate, it was barren forest roads. There were a few cars here and there, but once I was 30 minutes out and the sun had set, there wasn't a single other car. I probably went a whole 2 hours without seeing anyone else on the road. The endless flat forest on either side of me was so repetitive that it was making me sleepy. It definitely didn't help that I was so tired from hanging with my friend all weekend either. I was trying everything to stay awake, but at just around 11 p.m, I actually saw something up the road. I opened my eyes a bit wider and could tell it was a person. They were standing on the shoulder and had their thumb out, clearly looking for a ride. For some reason, the very first thought that came through my mind was that having company in the car would surely help keep me awake. I almost instinctively began slowing down, and as I got closer, they started walking down the shoulder toward my car. I rolled the window down and pulled up next to them.
"Hey, I just need a ride into the next town, if you've got a spare seat for me."
It was really dark out, and I couldn't see much of him, but he sounded tired. I let him into the back seat. It wasn't until I started pulling away that the thought even popped into my head about why he was out here. I mean, the middle of the woods in the middle of the night was kind of a weird place to be. I looked in the mirror. The guy was looking at me through the shadow that covered the back seat. He looked like he was 30-ish, with stubble and a buzz cut, but I didn't see a backpack or anything with him.
"So, what brought you out here?"
he asked me. I told him I was at my friend's place for the weekend and was heading back home to Chicago. Then I asked him the same question. His straight face turned into a fake smile.
"Oh, I was just walking on a trail in the woods and got lost along the way. Found the road and figured it best to catch a ride."
I thought about his answer for a second. I didn't know about any trails or really anything at all in these parts of the woods. But even if there was, he would have had to drive to get here. Why didn't he mention that? Wouldn't he want me to take him to the trailhead instead of into town? I don't know. I was more awake and aware now, and it was making me uneasy the more I thought about it. But then the guy suddenly told me to stop. He told me to pull over and drop him off here. I cautiously did as he said, pulling the car onto the shoulder and parking. We were maybe 5 miles down the road from where I picked him up, and there was still nothing but dense forest all around. The guy quickly opened the door, and without saying anything, he started rushing away, heading for the trees. I was super weirded out and concerned about this whole thing, and at this point, I just wanted to get out of there. But he left the door open. And when I leaned into the back seat to shut it, I noticed a drawstring bag tucked under the passenger seat. It wasn't mine, it was definitely his. I called out for the guy, and he turned around.
"Hey, you left your bag."
He stood with a straight face and wide, frustrated eyes, staring at me for several uncomfortable seconds. Then he came back.
"Your bag, you left it right here."
I pointed under the seat, and he hesitated for another several seconds before grabbing it abruptly and turning around, hurrying back into the forest. I reached over and shut the door, then left the area as fast as I could. I was relieved to be away from that guy, knowing that something was definitely up with him, but it was only a few minutes down the road that I started to pick up on an awful odor from the back seat. It got increasingly worse over the next 30 minutes, until I got into another small town. I stopped at a gas station and used my phone light to look into the back seat. On the carpet, under the passenger seat, right where the drawstring bag had been sitting, there was a deep red stain. I almost threw up as I ran into the gas station and called the police. I gave them all the info I had on what happened, and they cut out the piece of carpet from my car to get tested. They also did a search for the man, but came up empty-handed, only finding a few footprints near the spot I picked him up at. I don't know exactly what was in that bag, but it seems like he was trying to plant it in my car as a means to cover something up. We still have no idea who he was or what he was up to that night.